The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Tuesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo. Produced by Frank Morano with news guy Al Gattulo and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970. The Answer. You got me running.
Don't bring me down, baby.
No. Ooh. I tell you what's wrong before I get off the floor. Don't bring me down.
What? Every time they go to Frank, Frank looks like miserable. And he's really not miserable.
He's not.
He's very happy to be here.
That's you just know, his you gotta,
can you fake the smile? Take a shot of Frank again if you will. We'll go with that video. There it is. There you go. That's the smile we
well,
want,
see,
Frank.
See, if I know I'm going to be on camera, I don't assume
no,
when I'm
the
not.
The thing is, I do that. This is a lesson I'm telling you. Because a lot of the times, if you look like this and you're just thinking, God, I'm so lucky and everything. You can think of the nice, most beautiful thoughts in the world. You look miserable. Anybody. Yeah. You know, I find myself, and I knew that from looking at video myself. Right. Why did I look so angry? I was happy.
Well, no,
you got to fake it with a little smile.
Well,
you know?
I'm trying to read all of the news, right?
Yeah,
so that whatever you bring up, I'm prepared to talk about. And I'm trying to write out notes on everything that's about to happen.
And I'm busting your chops about.
I'm not anticipating when I'm not talking that the camera will be on me.
We will alert you. Can we get a red light, George? A little red light for Frank when he goes out?
Frank has to keep a goofy smile on his face the whole time. Like he's, you know.
I do that. You got to do it sometimes. Joe on the radio. Good morning. It's 707.
Don't bring me down.
AM 970, The Answer. AM970TheAnswer.com. We're on YouTube. We're on Facebook. And I just had a great meeting with Jack Carr, Navy SEAL sniper. I'm telling you, when you meet a Navy SEAL sniper, I have immense respect. Taking out the bad guy. Come on. The book is True Believer, which we have right here. Yeah, Jack's going to join us in the studio live. We love that. Always support our United States military, you know. Then when you meet somebody like that, like when I was talking with some of the CIA folks, you know, or you talk to a Navy SEAL sniper, you know, they could take you out like in a second, man.
Yeah.
You know? They were trained to do that.
I'm not going
to
argue with that guy.
That's why, between you and I, remember I met that one gal that was a New Jersey State Trooper and she was lovely? Because she was like a homicide detective. I thought that was cool, you know, packing a weapon. Huh? No, you're not agreeing there with that.
Well, I mean, I think it's great.
Yeah. Look at me. I just want maybe very interesting, I think, you know. And about Dr. Peter Vincent Pryor, thank you for getting the doctor here because we had him on last time and just totally reverberated all over. And we like to say it's like the echo chamber, whatever Frank says. When we say something, people will repeat it. People will hear it on the show. They're not sure where they heard it, but they will repeat it. But as long as they repeat it, you know, and I'm telling you about this electromagnetic pulse situation, that's a danger. Even more so, the electrical grid of the United States of America. No one has talked about it. We talked about it with Dr. Pry before. It got out there. It goes away. Now, of course, we had a big blackout. Why did we have a blackout in New York City? What happened? Oh, this transformer. Something happened to the transformer. Is it curious that happened? Dr. Pry will break it down for us because we are in a danger zone now. And that's what we should be exploring and investigating and talking about in Washington, D.C. When we talk about Made in America, we talk about that big Made in America big event that the president had at the White House yesterday. It was great. But every time they got to take the tone, you know, the president's sick. I'm sick. Aren't you sick of people being anti-American and saying bad things about this great country? I'm sick of it. And when the president goes, look, you don't and don't I don't know how many times I got to tell you. And I just repeat it because I'm frustrated. And I almost want to repeat it to reassure that I did say it. I'm the one who said it. And Frank, we should play the audio. I'm the one who said it. If we're going to help Somalia out to the degree that we did, where we gave 17 of our very finest humans that were citizens in the military, United States Army Rangers, who were killed and dragged through the streets of Mogadishu. And then you come from that country, and then you come here, and you tell us how great Al-Qaeda is. In my opinion, right there, there should be like a force that comes around and says, sorry, you don't belong in this country. Get the hell out. That's what I'm thinking. That's the way I think in my heart. How dare this woman say that? She has the credibility to do a press conference in Ilhan Omar. And then AOC is comparing the detention centers down there, the holding center. We're trying to be as kind as we can, as humane as we can. People, we said, don't come here. They not only came here, there was big money that created what is called an invasion on the southern border of the United States. It's on purpose. It's a concerted invasion into America. What do? We try to take care of them as best as we can. Now they're like concentration camps, and you're gonna disrespect the Jewish community by comparing that to the Holocaust? Look where we are, and look what the press is. Look at the narrative that the press grabbed onto this morning, and it's wrong. And I'm sorry, and I'm objective, and I don't idolize anybody. I really don't. I told you that ever since my pop passed away and Joe DiMaggio, Mr. Sinatra passed away. I just don't have any. Oh wow, I'm not like Gaga. I was around my pop, or I was around Frank Sinatra, or something. I was just at attention constantly, you know. Always in awe of these gentlemen and my mom. My mom as well belongs in that. And when I'm with my mom, it's always with respect and awe, the warrior that she is to this day of the greatest generation, you know. But I don't look at any politician and go, wow, oh, I'm going to listen to what he says. Oh, I'm going to follow him. No, I just common sense what's best for America. That's what I believe in. And when you're going to come in here from another country, tell us how bad we are, how privileged I am, how white I am, how old I am, you know, get the hell out of the country, because we don't need you here. We really don't. That's the way I feel. And I'm sorry. And then the narrative that the press falsely put out there, the president said, go back to where you come from. You know how many Americans say, yeah, you know what? We agree with you, Mr. President. You want to know the truth? Lord, you can't make it up. You can't make it up. And we love everybody. But when you come here, please don't disrespect us, please. And look at JRZY Joe Piscopo on Twitter. Our buddy Rudy V, he goes by the, what's his handle, Swag Dad. Good guy, great patriot. He put out a picture of the immigrants coming into America. I retweeted it on my Twitter account about people came to America, my grandparents, in the 19th to 20th century, early 1900s. And you know what? Take a look at that. Take a look at that. You know what? Not one complaint from those folks that came in. The Polish, the Jews, the Latinos, all the Eastern Europeans came over, the Italians, the Greek, they all came over here. Never complained. Don't tell me. And I don't think I would feel strongly about that when people talk about that and they disrespect this country if I wasn't the son of immigrants, if I wasn't the grandson of immigrants that worked so hard to get here, learned the language and learned the laws of the United States of America. So we applaud the Made in America event yesterday at the White House. It's onward and forward. We're going to support this, the righteousness and the sovereignty, you know, and the foundation of this great country. And we're not going to let people tell us how bad we are, because that's the narrative. And you want to know the truth? It can go away like that. I'm snapping my fingers. It can go away like that. And we're going to stay vigilant. And I know you will, too. Let me go to Ernest, if I can. Ernest, good morning. Welcome to the show on our Balance of Nature show phone line, 713 right now on the show. What's on your mind, Ernest?
Good morning, Joe. When you are patriotic, you are beautiful. I love when you stand up for our president. We all need to, if we know a little bit of law, and that's what we need to do. So thank you for that, sir.
You all. Thank
I
you.
Have to tell you.
Yes, sir.
Yes. First of all, I got a joke for you.
Uh-oh.
And this the squad that they're calling. No, it's not a squad. We're the Patriot Squad. And Joe, you're leading it. They're the squid, because no four women can get together and talk this way. They're violating law. And it's called Title V, U.S. Code 7311, loyalty and striking. So we just need the Constitution, Joe, like you're speaking about right now.
Yeah.
So you squid cannot talk against the Patriot Squad. That's number one. And also, Joe,
yesterday
in Superior Court, I had the honor of just stepping up and defending a U.S. Marine against a court clerk in Superior Court. And with the right paperwork and the right demeanor and the right understanding of these simple laws in the Constitution that protect us, that court clerk was almost arrested by the sheriffs right there because she disrespected that Marine and would not seal a document, which was a court order by a judge.
Yeah.
She wouldn't seal it, and she certified it. And we went right upstairs to the judge's chambers, and that woman was almost arrested. Why? And I stood up for that Marine because he's a man, everyone.
Well, why did she not? Why didn't she do what she was ordered to do by the judge? Correct.
Yes, but what she did was committed a felony, and the man did not want her arrested. That Marine says, "No, I don't want her arrested," but he had every right to. And the sheriff said, "I will." He said, because we pulled out the law, and there's the code. And those laws protect us, the laws of the Constitution. Yeah. And, Joe, that loyalty and striking has got to be used. If people just print that out, Title V, U.S. Code 7311, and carry it, that's what protects us, Joe, the laws that are there from the Constitution. And we need to, as patriots and taxpayers, use these laws.
Thank you, Ernest. Great phone call. And thank you. And thanks for your patriotism to this great country, my friend. Thank you very much. Problem is freedom of the press, First Amendment rights. It overrides everything. They could say anything, do anything, and they'll probably lean on that. But it's something that we really should look at. 16 minutes after 7 o'clock. Hey, my buddy Dave. Is that my buddy Dave from Jersey on the phone? Let's bring Dave to the airwaves on the 877-970-2999 on the Balance of Nature phone lines. Dave, good morning. What's on your mind, my brother?
I am feeling very, very well this morning, my brother. Great to speak to you in this early part of the week.
You as well. Yes, what's on your mind, Dave?
Two things briefly. First of all, kudos on Friday. I really enjoyed the interview with Dr. Zvi Jazer. He speaks for the majority of us in the Muslim community. And these are the voices that are rarely heard in the media. So kudos to you.
Thank you, Dave. He was great. He's great. Zvi Jazer is great. Thank you, Dave.
Absolutely. And secondly, I totally agree with President Trump. You know, there were no racial pejoratives in what he said. All he said is, if you're going to bash this country and you come from a land where, you know, we went out of our way, you know, to rescue your people, and you're going to come here and you're going to bash this country, well, you have a choice. You know, you're welcome to go back where you came from and help those people over there. But you see, these leftists, they know that our great president is not racist, but this is the card they play because they want to frighten minorities. They make a living off of creating victims.
Yeah, that's a great point. Dave, can I ask you something, man? Because I feel I know you well enough. So you're a black dude. So when I say brother, because if I say to Frankie, hey, brother, but if I say to a black dude, brother, is that racist? I'm not sure. I got to be careful what I say nowadays. So I could call you brother and you're not offended by that, right?
Joe, that on this planet Earth, there is no black race, there is no white race. Oh, it's only the human race.
God bless you, man. You're the best. Thank you. Dave, thank you. God bless you. I love that guy, man. You said he's been calling since Bob Grant's been
at least 30 years.
Wow, God bless. He sounds like so young, you know? And he's young at heart, I'll tell you that, no matter what. He's a Muslim, he's black, conservative, and blind. I love this guy. And always the best attitude of anybody. And Dave, we love you and always appreciate you reaching out to us. 18
Nobody's told him he's not really black. they just told him he was black. He thinks he's black.
You're the worst.
It's true.
You're the worst. But you know what I mean? Sometimes I will say a black fellow will come over or something, help me, or do something, or I'm talking to somebody, and I say, hey, nice to meet you, brother. And the word brother comes out like I say to anybody.
Yeah. They tried to get Rick Perry in trouble for that when he was running for president, and he said to Herman Cain, who he was debating, you know, Herman, I love you, brother, but then he disagreed with him on tax policy, and they tried to make an issue of that.
Yes.
And I think people, rightly so, just viewed it as silly. You know, it's just ridiculous.
I know, but something that you have to worry about, be that politically correct. Hey, Joe, on the radio, yesterday, I was at John, we're going to break for a second, but I was at John Bravnik's event, and we had a great, great time, and I'm up there, and then there was a black fellow there, so I go like this, and I'm doing time now. Great group of folks at the Echo Lake Country Club, and I'm just doing some time, I'm telling some jokes, we're just talking about politics and whatever, and I saw a black fellow, and I went, ladies and gentlemen, Eddie Murphy is here today.
Oh, boy.
I know! So big laugh, but now is that right? I said we'll be doing Ebony and Ivory shortly. Is that okay to say that? Is it okay?
Should have done like Trump did. There's my African American.
I said, we got to just lighten the heck up. Oh, my gosh. Everybody's so sensitive. When I look around, too, I have to say, put the phones down for a second, because someone will be recording. They'll edit it, and you're done. You're done. They'll put it out there, and you can't even say what's right, because people actually believe, a lot of the insanity they see off of a cell phone. Hey, it's 19 minutes after 7 o'clock. Yes, I see the phone calls, 877-970-2999, our Balance of Nature phone lines. We are here. We're fired up this morning. We love that you're with us. We're on YouTube. We're on Facebook, and certainly on AM 970, The Answer. Jack Carr, former Navy SEAL sniper, author of this new book called True Believer, will join us live. Also this hour, Dr. Peter Vincent Pry. We're going to talk about what's going on with the electrical grid system of the United States of America. Five bros in the house. Big Al is here. And everybody, look, we got Mert here. We got Matt Conklin. George is here. Yuri is here. We got the whole team here. Now Brandy Scott looking out for you, doing traffic for Debbie Duhaime on AM 970, The Answer.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Good morning, guys. Well, the Cross Bronx, basically a parking lot right now. You are at a standstill from the Bruckner to underneath the apartments. We've got an accident with a tractor trailer on the Alexander Hamilton Bridge, blocking the right lane. Westbound goes back to the Bruckner and onto the Hutch. Looking like a two-hour ride there to the Jersey side. Crash on the southbound Harlem River Drive at 125th. That's got you stop and go from Park Ave. Accident just cleared out of the way on the LIE eastbound after the clear view. Still jammed from Utopia Parkway there. We've got that stall on the Jackie Robinson westbound over by Cypress Hill Street. And at your Hudson River crossings, heading inbound at the George, 30 minutes upstairs, 10 to 15 down. Inbound Lincoln and Holland will cost you about 30 minutes each. Alternate side in effect today. And Mass Transit, no Manhattan-bound 7 train service suspended into Manhattan. Grand Central and 42nd, we've got a stalled work train at Steinway. LIRR, that's running 10 minutes late, both in and out at Inwood. Hot and sunny this afternoon, close to about 90 degrees for the high. Partly cloudy tonight, down to 75. And now you know how not to go. I'm Brandy Scott on the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Kevin McCullough will always question Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
When politics obsesses the facts, then you can't get to the facts, because Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez doesn't want you to know the facts. She wants you to do what she tells you to do and not to question it.
Kevin McCullough Radio, weekdays at 5 on AM 970, The Answer, with special airings Wednesday at 4.
From the Fox Business Network, shares of Bayer, the German chemical company, are rallying. Bayer is parent company of Monsanto, which makes the Roundup weed killer. A federal judge has reduced the damages Bayer must pay in the case of a man who said Roundup caused his cancer. The judge lowered the amount from $75 million to $20 million. However, the judge does say evidence supported the payment of damages. There are more than 13,000 claims involving Roundup. Tesla is dropping the most inexpensive versions of its Model X SUV and Model S sedan. The company says it wants to simplify the buying process. It also lowered the base price of its Model 3 to $38,990. The Dow was up 27 yesterday. NASDAQ added 14, S&P up a fraction. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
Summer is here, and Matt's got the barbecue out all ready to grill. That's why he trusts Super PolyGrip, so he can enjoy his steak with full confidence.
PolyGrip!
Sounds like there's a party going on, but something's missing.
Surprise!
The birthday gal's arrived, and thanks to Polydent, her bright smile is anything but a surprise.
PolyDent!
Are you curious about investing on your own? Ready to take a small step to make that happen? I want to invite you to join Tradeway for a powerful two-day event called Step One Start Your Journey, where you'll gain a strong foundation for how to trade in the stock market. You'll leave the event equipped with the knowledge, support, and confidence it takes to start trading on your own. And you don't need any previous experience to take this class. Come learn incredible techniques for how to protect your retirement and savings and see the potential for earning higher returns than your financial advisor. What if this two-day class changed everything for your family? Come give it a try. It's a great step towards reaching your biggest goals.
Join us at the Marriott Marquis in Times Square, August 2nd and 3rd. Only $99.95 for your entire household, plus a free ticket for a friend and a full money-back guarantee. To register, call 877-907-TRADE. That's 877-907-TRADE, or go to tradeway.com. That's tradeway.com.
Once upon a time, many years ago, customers would find your business with this big, thick book full of phone numbers and competitors' phone numbers. It was a heavy, cumbersome, yellowish-looking thing. I believe they called it a phone book. You'd place your ad in the book and hope customers would call.
Hello?
We've come a long way. Now, there's Salem Surround. We help deliver customers right to your front door with targeted digital marketing. These are the tools of the 21st century smart businesses use to succeed. And our team at Salem Surround can guide you through all the available options with the expertise to manage all your digital marketing under one roof so you can spend time taking care of your customers. Get started with a free evaluation of your digital presence and some great ideas to increase your online visibility and revenue. With Salem Surround, there are no limitations on how and where you can reach customers. Total market penetration for increased ROI. Learn more at surroundnewyork.com. Surroundnewyork.com. Connecting you with new customers.
Hey, Joe Piscopo on the radio. Jack Carr's in the studio. Wrote this great book. Lieutenant Commander from the Navy called The True Believer. We're going to come to Jack in a second. You don't want to miss this. But I want to tell you about my buddy Mike Connors. I'm telling you, I'm just telling Jack. I tell Jack my life, with the exes and with the kids, and I'm so blessed in many ways. I really am going through what I went through, but you have to protect your children. Well, how are you going to protect your children, right? I worried about it, and I talked to my son, Joey, my big boy, and he says, Dad, you should go talk to Mike Connors, because he knew Mike was advertising on the radio. So I went and had dinner with Beth, Mike's beautiful wife, and Mike himself said, my life's a little bit of a mess. Listen to me. So Mike goes, come to the office. I called Lisa over there, made an appointment with Bridget. Come to the office. When I told Mike my problem, I thought he'd roll his eyes and go, wow, this is going to be a tough one. Got it. That's all Mike kept saying. Got it. Done. Got it. And now I have a will. I got a trust. I got the power of attorney. Everything's in order. You know what I'm saying? So when I'm on the tubes and I'm in the home and I'm going down, I'm not going to have like an ex's boyfriend go, hey, we're going to get the money, honey? We're going to get the money? No. I got it all locked, and you could do the same. So I invite you to go see Mike. Forgive me for using that analogy, but it's the truth. You got to be careful. You don't know where your money's going to end up, Tuesday, July 30th, Mike Connor live at the Greenhouse Cafe, 3rd Avenue in Bay Ridge, 11 a.m., 3 p.m., 7 p.m. These are free, by the way. Wednesday, July 31st, 11 a.m., 3 p.m. at the New York Marriott. That's right at the Brooklyn Bridge, Adams Street, downtown Brooklyn, right? Thursday, August 1st at Buckley's Avenue S in Sheepshead Bay in Brooklyn, 11 a.m., 3 p.m., 7 p.m. Now, if you can't make all of these free seminars, please call Connors and Sullivan for your own free office appointment. Lisa is standing by. My girl Lisa is there, 718-238-6500, just like that. Bridget as well, standing by for you, 718-238-6500. Seriously, Mike Connor always says it, and he's right on the money. The biggest mistake when it comes to estate planning is what? Not planning at all.
Joe Walsh, coming up tonight at 9 on AM 970, The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Hudson Honda.
Jersey Joe on the radio. This is a cool guy right here. You know me. I'm such an admirer of anyone in the United States military that puts their life on the line for us. And it comes from my father. It comes from my father. They go, Joe, you're a hawk, because I always say, bomb them, Mr. President. Take them out, And it's easy for me to say, and I could be a chicken hawk, I guess, because I never had the privilege to serve because my pop didn't want me to go in. But when I meet someone who has been a lieutenant commander and in the Navy all these years, and Jack Carr is one of those brilliant heroes that we are so proud of in the United States of America. This is the book I hold in my hand. It's called True Believer, former Navy SEAL sniper, author of True Believer. Hey, Lieutenant Commander, welcome to the show, brother.
Thank you so much for having me on.
We're honored to have you here.
Well, thank you so much for your support of the country and our military. It means a lot to all of us.
Tell me how you got into it. Jack, you went out of high school, out of college?
It's something I wanted to do my whole life. My grandfather was killed in World War II, so I grew up. He was a Corsair pilot, which are those planes that had the gull wings that they'd fold up on the aircraft carriers.
Corsair?
Yep.
Oh, my gosh, I know this plane. Tell me about it. My pop was in the U.S. Army Air Corps.
Oh, wow.
It was the U.S. Army, and my father was in the U.S. Army Air Corps
yep,
as well.
That was back then, but my grandfather was a Marine. And wow. So he flew with Navy pilots off the aircraft carriers, and near the end of the war, May of 1945, kamikaze hit his aircraft carrier. Two of them, actually,
How did it go down?
Two kamikazes hit the aircraft carrier that day, and the first one hit the ready room, and that is exactly where he was. There's a great book about it called Danger's Hour, actually. Almost sunk the carrier, almost took it out of the war, never saw action again, but it did limp its way back to the U.S. for repairs. But I grew up with him the idea of him as my hero. I had these black and white photos of him with this amazing plane. Robert Conrad was in a show called Black Sheep Squadron
at the
time.
Oh, man, that was one of my best show. I got to know him. I got to ask him about that Black Sheep. That was awesome. True about
Happy Boynton.
God, you are good. Pappy Boynton. Yeah, that's right, man.
Amazing show. So I grew up, I was very young, and just loved that show, and had model airplanes of his plane, and his medals, the silk maps they used to give to aviators back then. So I always knew that I was going into the military. There was never a question. It was a calling. Yeah. It was only a question of what I was going to do in the military. And at about 7 years old, I found out what Navy SEALs were. And I found out through a movie called The Frogmen, and asked my dad, like, who are these guys? And he had no idea, so he said, ask your mother. And my mom was a librarian, so we went down and did a little research, and I found out that, hey, SEALs have some of the toughest training ever devised by a modern military.
That
they're some of the most elite special operations forces out there. So they had me from a very early age.
Yeah, I want to go to Jack Carr, True Believer is the book. I want to make sure we got that. We got you. I know we're always on the clock here. I could talk to you for hours about this, brother, about SEAL training. Yeah. Are you kidding me? Wasn't Jesse Ventura comes on the show? Was he Navy SEAL? You know, how tough? I mean, what you went through, and we see the SEAL training.
Right.
What are you thinking of halfway through it? Will I make it? Am I gonna make it? I gotta make it. You're thinking of your grandfather.
Yep.
What is the mindset to get you through Naval SEAL training, man?
Yeah. Well, that's the draw. Is that you want this crucible? You want to be tested, and so all of us are there to see if we can make it. And really, what I thought about as I was going through this training, when it got hard, I thought, you know what? Think of the guys that were storming the beaches at Normandy. Think of the guys on Iwo Jima.
Wow.
This is not that bad. I'm just getting yelled at by someone, and I'm, you know, running on the beach in the sand in Coronado, California. And they're keeping us up for a week, and we're on the verge of hypothermia, and people are quitting in droves. But you know what? What those guys went through in World War II, from our country's inception up to today, I mean, that's tough. Swimming and getting yelled at in the sand and in
God
Colorado,
bless
California
you, man.
For best
God
for six
bless
or four
you
months.
For thinking like that.
That's I had to frame it that way.
And then how did you get to be a sniper? They said, wow, you could you're pretty accurate with your weapon. Is that what they were saying?
Exactly. You have to pass a test, which isn't too bad, but then you get to go to sniper school, and that's after you finish your initial training in BUDS.
You know, sniper school. Now I can make a sketch about that on Saturday Night Live. It's sniper school, though. You think about it, because I think of Chris Kyle. You know, the late great Chris Kyle. You know, and how tough it is. But they teach you how to take out. How do you decide? And you saw it in the Chris Kyle movie.
Yeah, American Sniper.
And I know you know this. You got to take out somebody. How do you decide? It's on your shoulders, man. The safety is you better go for it while I can. Just take someone out. Like if it's a kid with a weapon, you know,
I never had to deal with that particular scenario, but you have rules of engagement out there. And even if the actual rules didn't change during the war, their interpretation changed at certain phases. So at the height of the war in 2005-06 timeframe, when we're getting so many people killed with IEDs, that was a time frame where I was more active as a sniper. So
this was Afghanistan or Iraq.
Yeah. Iraq for that particular
rules
scenario.
Of engagement.
But
rules of engagement. Okay. Yeah. I mean, you want you to take people out, but you can't do this, you can't do that. How do you function like that, man?
Well, you have to talk about it beforehand so that you're not on the weapon system and all of a sudden thinking, is this the right thing to do when you have someone in your sights?
Yeah.
So you have to talk about it beforehand. Yeah. You can't just mention it once. You have to talk about it all the way through training so that when you get downrange, the guys are as prepared as they can be, and they know that they have your backing. But they know what is clear, what's right, what's wrong, and when they should take that shot.
What was the weapon? Your weapon of choice?
Well, the SR-25 or Mark 11, which was a 7.62 auto-loading weapon system, pretty much became the workhorse out there because you could clear rooms with it and then set up in sniper overwatch positions. So very versatile weapon system.
We supported Eddie Gallagher, Chief Eddie Gallagher, who our friend Bernard Kerrick helped get acquitted there. But what are your thoughts about that whole Eddie Gallagher? He said, here, we're going to train you to kill, and now when you do, we're going to now take you to court.
Right, right. So I don't know the specifics, but what I will say is that the behavior of the prosecution and what they did, intimidating witnesses, tracing emails, and if they want to go after somebody, they have to maintain that moral high ground. But we have a bunch of people in NCIS and in the military legal system that appear to be playing these roles of cop, prosecutor, judge, and they operate in a system where they're not held accountable. And this is an example of them finally getting held accountable.
Well said. Jack Carr is a former Navy SEAL, a sniper. Tell us about the book, man, True Believer. What's in it? Right. Your transition from military life to civilian life and how you got started.
Right. So I've always wanted to be a SEAL, and I also wanted to write, because back in the 80s, you couldn't just type in Navy SEAL into the search bar and get a bunch of information. So a lot of the information I got about SEALs came from books like this. So it came from guys like Nelson DeMille and Tom Clancy and David Morrell. So they had protagonists that had backgrounds in special operations or the CIA or whatever it was, backgrounds that I wanted to have one day. So I knew that, hey, after I'm done with my time in the military, I'm going to write like these guys that I'm growing up reading, that I love reading so much. So I always knew this was going to be my next step. And I wrote the first book called The Terminal List as I was getting out. So this is the second one. This is a continuation of the series. And the first one was really a book about revenge without constraint. And this one is the continuation of that journey and really a story of redemption. And this one, we go international in this book, and there's some Russian players involved, and it's a political thriller that I think people are going to really enjoy.
This writing, man, the hardest. People always go, Joe. They say, what's the hardest thing when you're in entertainment? What's the hardest thing to do? And what do you enjoy doing most? Woody Allen said, "Whatever I'm not doing at the time." You know, isn't that a great line?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Great line. But writing, when I would be on SNL, and not to compare myself to anything that you've done in that regard, but blank screen. 2 days to write, 48 hours. That was the toughest thing, man. You get inspired, I guess, when you love what you're doing, you love what you're writing about.
Oh, yeah.
It's easy for you?
You know, I love it. I have never experienced this writer's block that people talk about. And I heard Stephen Pressfield, who wrote Gates of Fire and Legend of Bagger Vance, but amazing guy. And he said, hey, you don't hear of a plumber getting plumber's block or a truck driver getting truck driver's block. He's like, you're a professional. You write. And so I said, hey, that makes sense.
I can't thread this pipe. I don't know why I can't do it.
Yeah. He said, just be a professional and do it. Do the job. So
Lieutenant Commander, you know, we can never thank you enough for your service to the United States, man. You had a family, all good and everything great like that.
Three kids, and it was very evident that at the end of this 20-year run in the SEAL teams that it was time to get out and take care of them. So that's my
immense
next mission
respect.
In life.
Jack, come back, all right? We're gonna we want everybody to check this book out right now. Jack Carr, True Believer. Jack Carr, C-A-R-R, True Believer. And listen, thanks for your service. Thanks for taking the time coming in live this morning, my
friend. Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
God bless you and Godspeed, Jack. Good to see you, man. Piscopo in the morning, and Dr. Peter Vincent Pry. We're gonna talk about the EMP dangers and the electrical grid dangers. I'm personally worried about that with being a father like Jack is. So we'll get into that in a big way. But right now, Big Al Gattulo standing by with the headline news. He's got a coral T-shirt on this morning. Always fashionable.
You like that, right?
I love the coral.
Good.
Coral works for you with the ball.
I'm off the next 5 days. I'm already on vacation.
He's getting ready. He's got shorts and sandals on underneath that the soundboard there. Big Al's here with the headline news live and local on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
74 degrees at 737. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. A Newark cop is facing charges in connection to the murder of his ex-wife and the attempted murder of her boyfriend. The Morris County Prosecutor's Office says Jefferson Township Police responded to the Mira Place home of Christine Formasano Sunday night to find her dead on a neighbor's porch. Her boyfriend, an unidentified 40-year-old male, was found in the home suffering from several gunshot wounds. Cops then report finding City of Newark Police Officer John Formasano, a Jefferson resident, in a Livingston parking lot where he was taken into custody. Officer Formasano was alleged to have driven to his ex-wife's home briefly before the incident occurred. A pistol-packing grandma is facing charges for bringing a loaded gun into the security checkpoint at LaGuardia Airport. The TSA says a North Carolina woman traveling with her grandchildren was arrested by Port Authority police yesterday after the TSA agent spotted the firearm in her suitcase. The woman has since said she didn't know the gun was in the bag, which she allegedly borrowed from someone else. TSA officials said the weapon was loaded with 6 bullets, including one in the chamber. In sports, Aroldis Chapman gave up a 3-run homer to Travis d'Arnaud In the ninth inning, as the Yankees lost 5-4 to the visiting Rays, it was his third homer of the game. Mets in Minneapolis tonight for a two-game set against the Twins. The Amazons are 5.5 games out of a National League wild card spot. Sports is brought to you by Modell's Sporting Goods Stores. You gotta go to Moe's. Stuck in traffic? Brandy Scott's got the answer.
Well, guys, no relief on the Cross Bronx yet. Getting to the outbound George, still have an accident sitting on the span of the Alexander Hamilton Bridge. It involves a tractor trailer in the right lane. You are backed up westbound onto the Bruckner and the Hutch, looking like 2 hours and building, getting into New Jersey. Deegan, southbound delays go all the way back to the Moshaloon. Northbound side, not moving much from Yankee Stadium. Southbound Harlem River Drive, you want to watch out for an accident by 125th Street. That's a slow go. Heading to the Triborough Bridge from Park Ave. Manhattan leg of the Triborough, stop and go as a result as well. BQE, very busy both directions by the Cause. Inbound Verrazano, that's packed on both decks. And at your Hudson River crossings, heading inbound at the George, 20 up, 10 to 15 down. Inbound Lincoln and Holland, about a half hour each, alternate side in effect. This report is sponsored by Credit Karma. Get your truly free credit score and free credit monitoring from Credit Karma today. Download the Credit Karma app now. Credit Karma, here's to progress. Hot and sunny today, close to 90 degrees, and now you know how not to go. I'm Brandy Scott on the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
The minute you sync your phone to your car, all your personal data is copied to that hard drive. ClearMyData.com will remove all of it, making it untraceable by the next driver or owner. Call 833-CAR-WIPE now or visit ClearMyData.com and get rid of your data before you get rid of that car. Most people think their landlord is responsible for damages and losses to their apartment. Most people don't know that 9 out of 10 New York insurance claims are for water damage, not fire. Michael Honig and Michael Conte aren't most people. Honig Conte Insurance is here to provide guidance, not just policies. Head to honigconte.com today. HONIGCONTE.com. It's time for the AM 970 $1,000 Daily Cash Giveaway. Enter now for your chance to win $1,000 by using keyword sunscreen at AM970TheAnswer.com. This is an Aptivada summer contest with participation from several broadcast company television and radio stations. For each opportunity to win, one winner will be randomly selected from all entries received nationwide. Once again, you have until 10 o'clock this morning to use the keyword sunscreen at AM970TheAnswer.com. That's keyword sunscreen at AM970TheAnswer.com.
In an era where it's tough to know which news outlet to trust, at a time where it's difficult to find facts, not just opinion, there is an oasis in the news desert. It's the Katz Roundtable. John Katzimatidis, the personification of the American dream, who built a multi-billion dollar business empire, talks with some of the nation's top newsmakers every Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m. You won't just hear partisan spin. You'll hear directly from the newsmakers who are shaping the news cycle in the city, the country, and the world. On the Katz Roundtable, you won't just hear about politics. You'll hear about science, business, education, animal rights, and any other topics that you're interested in. Catch the Katz Roundtable every Sunday morning, starting at 8:30, right after Marano in the Morning on AM 970. The Answer.
Hey, it's a Joe on the radio. Tired of dealing with dummies? I'm going to give you the 746. Look at me. I can do the math. 747 even. 742 right now. First five callers, next 5 minutes. First five callers, next 5 minutes.
Hello. First five callers, next 5 minutes, please.
Route 22 Toyota. If you call 855-621-9949, you get a free multi-point inspection, free oil change, and a free filter from Route 22 Toyota. Right there on Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey. Check it out. That's state-of-the-art service center on North Broad Street in Hillside, New Jersey. But when I tell you, Joey Italian Radio, 0% APR financing, up to 72 months for qualified buyers. From Mr. Alex Kinsella. You know the beauty of Route 22 Toyota, aside from Iggy, who was just such a marvelous, marvelous person, is that you don't have to deal with dummies when you go over there. No dummies, no back and forth. You'll meet the greatest people in the world, Shoya and Johnny and Chris and Wendy. It's a great family, and they'll take care of you like family. Now this, first five callers, next 5 minutes. You can get on this right now, 855-621-9949. All European models are excluded. You will get a free multi-point inspection, free oil change, and a free filter from our friends, the family, at Route 22 Toyota. It's located right there, easy to get to, Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or just go to, please, Route22Toyota.com.
Eric Metaxas, a show about everything. Coming up tonight at 11 on AM 970, The Answer.
Live from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios.
743 with Piscopo on the radio, Dr. Peter Vincent Pry. is the executive director of the EMP Task Force on National and Homeland Security and the former chief of staff congressional EMP commissioner. Hey, Dr. Pry, welcome back to the show. Always great to have you with us, and we're so proud to have you with us on the show this morning.
Well, thank you for having me, Joe.
Well, you make so much sense, Dr. Pry, and I'm reading, after this blackout in New York, and I'm reading everything you wrote, Dr. Peter Vincent Pry, and I invite you listening to Google Dr. Pry. This is the man that is so ahead of the curve. We talked about it last time. People started talking about it. I know John Catsimatidis, the great John Catsimatidis, our dear friend, was so interested in it. What about this blackout in New York? It was only 5 hours, but it threw the entire city into chaos. What would have happened if this was a week or a month without power? And tell us about the dangers of the electrical grid, not only in New York, but throughout the United States, sir.
Well, we can look to Venezuela for an example of what would have happened if the blackout had been more protracted, due to mismanagement in Venezuela, because they've got a socialist system. They underinvested in their electric grid down there, and they ended up getting a blackout. Oh, this was a couple of months ago, that lasted about 10 days. And about on the third day into the blackout, because there was no running water in Venezuela, people were drinking out of the sewers. And there's going to be, consequently, probably thousands of deaths resulting from the diseases from that. There was, no food, no communications. In effect, they were thrown back to a pre-electric 19th, 17th century kind of a system, down there in Venezuela. And, this was the 40th anniversary, by the way. I mean, blackout happened to happen, the great New York City blackout of 1977, where 9 million people, were put into the dark. This was a relatively small blackout in New York City compared to what we know is actually possible. And our electric grid isn't any more sophisticated than the Venezuelan grid. Both of them are susceptible to cascading failures. We experienced this, for example, in the Great Northeast Blackout of 2003, mm-hmm. when a tree branch came in contact with a high power voltage line in Ohio, and from that little thing, cascading failures rippled through the system that put 50 million Americans in the dark, the whole Northeast, including New York City again in 2003.
Yeah.
People had to walk home across the Brooklyn Bridge to get home to the subways. But in terms of something like a worst-case scenario, like an EMP attack or a cyber attack that takes out the whole national grid, would be the end of our civilization. The EMP commission, which I served, we estimated that if the blackout lasted a year,
mm-hmm.
9 of 10 Americans could die from starvation, disease, and societal collapse. And these, incidents are warnings to us. They're foreshadowings of what could happen. If we get an EMP from a nuclear attack from North Korea, or an EMP from the sun, which is inevitable and is going to happen for sure someday, when we have a geomagnetic superstorm, the odds are 12% per decade that one will happen, and it's inevitable. Or if a cyber attack from the Iranians or terrorists.
Exactly.
And by the way, on this, one of the things that disturbs me about this incident, our elites on both sides of the Atlantic, tend to treat our people like children. When Mayor de Blasio came out immediately and said, there was no foul play, they hadn't even done a proper investigation. In fact, I would say that they still you just can't trust the officials on this matter.
Thank you.
There was a burned out transformer.
Yep.
There was a fire by the transformer.
Yep.
But how do they know yet that burned out transformer wasn't due to a cyber attack on the SCADAs that caused an overvoltage that caused the fire that made the transformer fail? It should take serious investigation and quite a long time to figure that out. It reminds me of the fire at Notre Dame Cathedral, where they were so quick to assure everybody, oh, this wasn't terrorists, even though Islamic jihadis are flaming a Christian church once a week in Europe. They were quick to tell everybody that the burning of Notre Dame Cathedral was not an act of terrorism, even before the investigation had been conducted. And I would add, I keep waiting for the smoking gun from Paris proving that it was not jihadi attack to burn Notre Dame Cathedral. I predict the same thing will happen here, where people will just, you know, they'll wait for people to forget about this incident, and we will never be given definitive proof, you know, that this was just a normal mechanical malfunction, which it might well have been, because the utilities, not only are they failing to protect against EMP and cyber attacks adequately, but they're not even maintaining the modernity of the grid. You know, most of these transformers are past middle age. And so it could have been a mechanical thing, but I just don't trust the officials.
No, and I am so glad to see someone in your, as astute as you are in this, Dr. Pride. We appreciate you being so vigilant on it, and I hope the government is as well. But when I go by those grids, those electrical little power stations, they're wide open. I've been railing about this now for years. They're wide open. Doctor, there's not a police car. There's a little low barbed wire fence. Isn't that really inviting? And I don't want to jinx anything here, sir, but isn't that inviting a terror attack?
In fact, it is. And we back in April 16th of 2013, one of the things that makes me so suspicious of, and mistrusting of officialdom when it comes to these matters.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Was the attack on a Metcalf transformer substation on April 16th, 2013, outside of San Jose, California. This was a very important transformer substation, unprotected, just the way you described it. But, if the bad guys had gone all the way and taken out all those transformers, you know, it would have put the whole Western grid in the blackout. And the only reason they didn't, and the only reason we, and by the way, it took 18 months at the North American Electrical Liability Corporation and PG&E out in California covered it up for 18 months. And the only reason we knew about it is the chairman of the U.S. Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, John Wellinghoff, thought it was so important to tell the people the truth about what happened that he resigned his position. He resigned his position so he could tell the Wall Street Journal that this was not an accident, but it was actually a commando operation. He had brought in the U.S. Navy SEALs, and they said that this wasn't an accident. It wasn't simple vandalism, but it was a sophisticated commando operation that was probably practiced for a larger attack on a national grid at some point in the future. And we didn't know about that for 18 months, and it took the resignation of a senior official of the U.S. government, to talk to the Wall Street Journal to get it out to the public.
Peter, Dr. Pry, and you're hearing the former chief of staff, Congressional EMP Commission. Before we let you go, sir, I mean, you have to, with respect, sir, come back, because we have to do a longer segment on this. This is really riveting. How prepared are we as a country, before we let you go, Dr. Pry, to deal with EMP or an electrical grid breakdown, sir?
We're currently not prepared. However, we have an opportunity to be prepared, because President Trump passed an executive order on March 26th to protect the nation from EMP, to get the U.S. government harnessed to do it.
Thank you. That's good to know. Dr. Pry, would you please come back? And if you're listening, Dr. Peter Vincent Pry, you have to Google this man. He is so ahead of the curve. Dr. Pry, with great respect, we appreciate you checking in with us this morning. And can we talk again, sir? We'd love that very much.
Oh, of course.
Thank you.
Welcome the opportunity.
Thank you. Thank you, Dr. Peter Vincent Pry. Piscopo in the morning, going to Brandy Scott on the roads right now. She's doing traffic for Debbie Duhaime on AM 970, The Answer.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Good morning, guys. Our problem spot, the Cross Bronx, getting to the outbound George, still inching by as you make your way to underneath the apartments, all the way back from the Hutch and the Bruckner. We've got an accident involving a tractor trailer on the span of the Alexander Hamilton Bridge. That's blocking the right lane. Looking like a 2-hour ride getting to the Jersey side. Deegan southbound hitting the brakes from the Moshloo to the Cross Bronx. Northbound packed from 149th Street. Sheridan northbound, that's also jammed from Westchester Ave. Henry Hudson, we've got some construction out there southbound. The right lane is out by the tolls. You're going to see solid slowdown starting from the Sawmill. We've got some road work on the span of the Bronxbound Whitestone Bridge. That's got you crawling from 25th Street on the expressway. Southbound Harlem River Drive, accident still has a lane block. That's got you very heavy as you make your way toward the FDR. And at your Hudson River crossings, heading inbound at the George, 10 to 15 both decks. Inbound Lincoln running at about 35. Inbound Holland, 20 to 30. Alternate side in effect today. Now you know how not to go. I'm Brandy Scott on the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Balance of Nature. changing the world one life at a time.
I have been plagued with esophagus acid, and it burns the esophagus. I've had it for 30 years, and I've had doctors give me prescriptions for it and everything. I never got rid of it. I've been on the Balance of Nature for about 3.5-4 months. It is completely gone. I didn't even notice it. But it has to be the Balance of Nature because it's the only supplement I'm taking. And I just wanted you to know that because it's made a world of difference in my life. I just wanted to let you know.
Experience the difference for yourself. Receive 25% off your first preferred purchase of Balance of Nature. Plus, get a set of convenient travel bottles containing a free additional week's supply of Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies. You will still receive free shipping on every order. This is a limited offer and may end at any time. Call 800-2468-751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code THEANSWER.
The following statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. Amber in trials tested mild to moderate symptoms. Testimonial is based on 90 days of use. Results may vary. IRI, U.S. MULO, 52 weeks by UPC.
Hi, I'm Mary Lou Retton, and I want to talk to you about something I haven't liked to talk about until now, my menopause. All my life, I've had energy to win gold in 84. But when menopause hit me, with the hot flashes and night sweats, I began to feel sluggish every day. That all changed when I discovered Ambren.
Ambren safely relieves 12 menopause symptoms by helping to restore your hormonal balance. Ambren is 100% drug-free, estrogen-free, and clinically tested. Ambren is America's number one menopause relief supplement.
Thanks to Ambren, my fear of hot flashes is gone. My sheets aren't soaked every night, and my energy is back. Give Ambren a try and see what it can do for you. It works. It really works.
Hurry to your Walmart, Walgreens, Target, and other fine retailers nationwide and get Ambren today.
Joe on the radio, 5 minutes before 8 o'clock, 7:55. Hi, Joe Lumberg coming up with the weather in a moment. Empire State Bank, that's what I want to talk to you about. Love Empire State Bank. It's a community-oriented bank that truly takes your business personally. They provide a full range of business deposit and lending products in addition to consumer deposit products that are tailored to meet each customer's specific financial needs. We had dinner with Phil Guarneri, the CEO, just last week. Great people, normal people, people who are from the community, with Jeannie and with Lisa and with Esmeralda. And, you know, they believe, and I believe this so strongly, you know, from here in the show, right? When small businesses succeed, our communities succeed. And Phil Guarneri and Empire State Bank is at the forefront of all of this. And no one knows that better than Jeannie Sarno, first vice president, business relationship manager at Empire State Bank.
You know, Joe, it's all about communities with us at Empire State Bank. We understand the needs of small businesses, and we make lending decisions based on the needs of the business. We make visits to our local stores, our restaurants, and we see firsthand what is needed from that business. We assist to help them grow and make their business more successful.
I've seen it. I've seen Jeannie. I've seen Tom. I've seen Phil. Go out there. I've seen it first and foremost. They'll do it for your business as well. And we know you have many banking choices, but none that deliver the personal touch that you're going to experience from Empire State Bank. Locations on Staten Island, Brooklyn, and the Lower Hudson Valley. Empire State Bank. Visit, please, ESBNA.com. ESBNA.com. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
America First with Sebastian Gorka, coming up at 3 on AM 970, The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Honda.
Joe Lumber, he's our marathon man, meteorologist from the Weather Answer Desk at 7:57. Good morning, Joey. How you doing today, buddy?
Doing great. Ready to crank up the heat.
Oh, man. So give it to us, Joe. Today, yeah. Tomorrow, over the weekend, right?
90 today, and today, no rain at all, partly sunny skies. It's just going to be a hot, humid day today. Okay. Tomorrow, near 90. Watch out for a thunderstorm in the afternoon. Thursday's the one clunker. We got what's left of Barry going through with some showers and a heavier thunderstorm. Okay. But then after that, the steam bath gets really turned on high on Friday, 93, mid to upper 90s on Saturday and Sunday.
I'm like, thumbs up, man. I'm digging it. Forgive me. I'm so digging it. All right, but you have to watch the air because it's going to be, you know, watch the pets, watch the elderly, the children, and be careful of all of that. And stay hydrated.
Got to stay hydrated. And you know, in all seriousness, you know, if you can avoid the heat of the day to do strenuous activities, please do so.
Yeah, you're right. Joey, thank you so much. We'll talk to you soon. Joe Lumberg right there from the Weather Answer Desk.
Drink beer.
At 7:58. No,
I'm kidding.
You can't.
Hydrate.
E. O'Brien Murray is going to join us. He's a great guy, a longtime Republican consultant and strategist. We'll be talking about the president against the squad, please, the squad, really. Assemblyman Robert Auth will be talking about Jersey politics, which resonates around the country. Assemblyman Robert Auth will join us. Mike Gallagher's on the show. Ace Wanatusuparp is on the show. With a name like that, you don't want to miss it. Radio Piscopo, we're coming right back.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.